Financial Result Analysis Conference Call. I will now hand you over to Ahmed Al-Nowais, Senior Manager, Corporate Communications. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jassim is going to begin by taking you through our headline performance and H1 2016 highlights before handing over to Steve, who will take you through our financial performance. Jassim will then conclude, and we will then take any questions that you may have. With that, I'll now hand over to Jassim to begin the presentation.
Thank you, Ahmed, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. If I can have everyone turn to slide 4. Most of you know our story by now. Tabreed aims to be an integral part of the region's growth. After all, that is why our business exists today. It is to provide an efficient and environment-friendly way of providing cooling and enabling the sustainable development. Also, I hope this slide is familiar to you by now. We have 69 plants in 5 countries and delivering almost 1 million tons of cooling to our clients, making us one of the largest district cooling companies. We have added 5,800 tons of cooling in 2016 with new connections in the UAE and Qatar. We have also commenced supply of chilled water to Dubai parks and resorts for commissioning and testing purposes, and expect full connection later on in this year. However, just to be clear, Dubai Park is not part of our reported 980,000 tons of cooling for now. We have highlighted the environmental benefits of Tabreed operations in the past. Tabreed operations last year led to power savings of approximately 1.3 billion kilowatt hours, which is almost equivalent to removing 130,000 cars off the streets every year and represents enough energy to power 45,000 homes in the UAE. Today, Tabreed provides cooling to some of the most iconic developments across the GCC. If I can move to the next slide, slide 5. Tabreed is the, as you all know, Tabreed is the only listed DC company in the region that operates across the GCC. UAE is our base, and we operate throughout the 6 of the 7 Emirates in the UAE with 695,000 tons of cooling to our customers through our 61 plants. Also, our presence in the GCC is strong, and we work with key partners in 4 GCC countries. We have a total of 8 plants, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Oman, providing 286 tons of cooling to our customers. Tabreed has demonstrated its ability to deliver steady increase in connected capacity in the region, driven by the growth in our key markets across the GCC, and by successfully leveraging our regional network to take advantage of commercial opportunities as and when they present themselves. Moving to slide 6, this slide recaps the evolution of our results over the years. To summarize, Tabreed is a stable utility infrastructure business with strong and steady cash flows, predictable earnings, and delivering top and bottom line growth. I'm pleased to inform you that we have carried our positive momentum into Q2 and reported continued improvements in our results despite the higher financing costs resulting from the MCB buyback. Net income and EBITDA are up 5 and 4% respectively over the same period last year. Our core chilled water business continues to provide stable and steady returns, posting an increase in operating profit of 5%. And that's driven by escalation passed on to customers, while our investments in the UAE and across the GCC continue to do well and have contributed 45% more than the same period last time. Finally, Tabreed's earnings per share has increased by 34%, and we have saved over 25 million dirhams of cash in H1 2016, driven by the MCB repurchase last year. Now I'd like to ask Steve to take us through the results in some more detail.
Thank you, Justin, and good afternoon, everybody. Good to be back with you again and to share the first half results with you. Turning to the slide on financial highlights, slide 8. This is our usual slide showing the income statement for the first half of the year. I'll highlight the key points again. As Justin has already mentioned, our net income is up 5% on the same period last year, despite additional finance costs resulting from the MCB buyback. This is driven mainly by strong chilled water results combined with continuing good performance by our associates and joint ventures. Chilled water revenues increased by 2% compared to a year ago, reflecting contractual pass-through of escalation on capacity charges for a majority of our customers in 2016, offset by slightly lower consumption charges on account of the cooler weather in the first half of the year. Our associates and joint ventures continue to do well, and their contribution increased by 15 million dirham compared to the first half of 2015. This was mainly due to Tabreed Saudi and the Al Maryah plant due to new connections and better cost control. Net finance costs have increased by 14 million dirham compared to 2015 due to the additional debt raised to finance the buyback, together with an increase in IBOR of 38 basis points. Overall, we are showing healthy and steady profit and EBITDA margins approaching 50%. We'll now take a look at the statement of financial position on slide 9. The balance sheet has little changed since the year end. The key points I'd like to bring to your attention are, first of all, fixed assets. We have invested 120 million dirham in new projects and expansions in 2016, including Dubai Park. On the debt side, we had two debt drawdowns during the period, set by scheduled debt repayments in June. The first was the first quarter cash call of 118 million out of the 193 million dirham non-recourse project financing facility for Dubai Park. We also drew down 170 million dirham from our 450 million dirham revolving facility to fund ongoing capital expenditure. In summary, to breach strong, robust balance sheet position as well for future growth. Turning to the next slide, we will now take a look at the cash flow statement. I am pleased to report that Tabreed continues to generate steady cash flows which are being utilized to invest in growth opportunities. We have generated 258 million dirhams of cash flow from operations in the first half of 2016. And we continue to see timely receipts from our customers. The slight decline in operating cash flow compared to last year is due to one customer payment slipping from the end of June into the first few days of July. Adjusted for that, operating cash flow was in line with the previous year. Capital expenditure of 201 million dirham was incurred on plants under construction in the UAE and Oman, and a further investment in a joint venture. We have received dividends of 47 million dirham from our investments in associates and joint ventures in 2016, mainly from Al Maryah plant and Casa Cool. As I mentioned earlier, we had two debt drawdowns in the period and made scheduled debt repayments in June. This leaves us with 205 million dirham of cash at the period end. You will note that this is significantly below the prior period of 1.2 billion dirham, but that included a billion dirhams of cash that we had borrowed from the banks to complete the MCB buyback early in July. So adjusted for that, our cash was broadly similar to the prior year. Turning to the next slide, we'll now look at Tabreed's debt portfolio. I don't intend to say too much about this slide. We've shown this on all of our calls, and there's not very much change. I'd just like to point out there the 118 million dirham drawdown of the Dubai Parks project financing and the drawdown of the 170 million dirham from our revolving credit facility. Let me now pass back to Jassim to conclude.
Thank you, Steve. And turn to slide 13. So to wrap things up, we had a strong 2015 and are pleased to report robust results for the H1 2016 with the top line and bottom line growth. And the benefits of the MCB repurchase are being realized now with 34% increase in EPS and over 25 million dirhams in cash savings. I'm also pleased to report that we have recently commenced supply of chilled water to Dubai Parks and Resorts, and the project is scheduled for full connection later on in the year. Our connections are approaching 1 million tons of cooling, and we hope to reach this milestone soon. The energy and environmental benefits of deploying district cooling are now well understood by government and private entities across the GCC and will create new growth opportunities for the company. We believe that the region's outlook is positive, and as GCC governments continue to invest in national infrastructure, we expect to see an increase in demand for Tabreed services. Tabreed now has the financial strength and operational expertise to take advantage of these opportunities, and we are well positioned for further growth and optimistic about the future. That concludes the presentation for today, and thank you for joining us. We can take any questions you may have now.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Please lift your handset before you ask your question. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Tibor Bokor from Arkham Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. A few questions on possibilities to add more capacity. How do you see the market? First of all, on Dubai Parks, the company has announced further addition to the parks as Six Flags. And when do you expect tender for that addition to start? And second of all, do you see further consolidation in UAE in terms of smaller district cooling operators being up for sale? Is there opportunity for you to tap into that market? Thank you.
Okay, I got three questions. On the first ones, in terms of prospects for new connections, like we mentioned before, we have approximately 100,000 tons of cooling under construction, and we continue to we're exploring further opportunities and with potential new customers and also connections to our existing assets that we have on the ground. And once we sign those, we have more information. They'll be announced in due course. On the second question, is with regard to Dubai Parks and Six Flags. Yes, there are discussions on that, and I can't really comment. I mean, if we provide cooling to that, we'll make announcements and so when that happens. And on the third question, I believe is on consolidation of the market. Yes, I mean, towards the end of 14, we acquired the Al-Wajiz, the plant on Al-Maria, and we still see opportunities out there for consolidation, and we take opportunities as they arise.
Next question, please.
Our next question comes from Divi Arora from ADC Securities. Please go ahead. Divi Arora, your line is open. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. One of my questions regarding Six Flags is already answered. The other thing I want to know on Six Flags is, can you please let us know if you get this project, what would that mean in terms of capacity? And also in the presentation, you are mentioning regarding the metro stations you are potentially working on in Qatar. So if that comes through, what would that mean in terms of capacity? And what is the potential in Al-Maria Island in terms of total capacity? You have mentioned a couple of malls there, Al-Maria Plaza, Al-Maria Central. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your question. So again, I got three questions. The first is again related to Six Flags. When are we going to sign, and how much is it? I mean, that is not within our control. It's with Dubai Parks, and we can't really say when that will be up for grabs or up for signing, and also if we are providing cooling. The second one is related to the Qatar Rail that you're referring to. And so that we've announced early in the year or towards last year that we are providing. We will be providing cooling to 7 stations of the rail, and that's approximately 20,000 tons. And those stations which will be connected, those are connections to existing plants. So connections to assets which are already there on the ground in Doha. And then on Al Maria Island, your third question for Al Wajiz, Al Maria, in terms of future outlook. The asset was acquired towards the end of 2014. We have 48,000 tons now of contracts signed, and the concession is up for 80,000 tons. And yes, there are a number of you can see, on the ground projects being constructed, like you mentioned, malls and so forth, and those have clear take or pay contractual terms with the company. I hope.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Hakam Tarabain from Al Ramz Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. I have 2 questions. First of all, what is the reason for the increase in G&A for value chain business? Because actually it doubled. The second one is related to the extension of Dubai Metro. I would like to ask, what's your position for providing cooling for that? Thank you.
Thanks for those 2 good questions. Let me, Steve, take the first question, then Justin will talk about the Dubai Metro. Well spotted on the increase in G&A. That is actually some non-cash provisions that we've taken within our value chain business. So that's the primary reason for that increase there. Other than that, our G&A for this first half versus last first half is flat or slightly down. So there's just that one non-cash item. Justin, do you want to talk about the?
So for the RTA Dubai Metro, we provide cooling for the red line and the green line, and the RTA have announced that they're extending certain parts of their metro system, and we are in discussions for providing cooling to those stations, but it's not going to be a significant. I mean, even if we are awarded those stations, it's not going to be significant like the rollout of the entire red and green line like in the past.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a follow-up question from Tibor Bokor from Arkham Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, I was just wondering if we could talk about that 100,000 refrigerated ton of additional capacity that you already announced, just to get a flavor of how much of that, if you could give us some timing, what proportion of that is coming, let's say, for the in the next quarter. I assume that Dubai Parks will come next quarter, that's 45,000. So a little bit of breakdown of that number and how much is sort of still in the pipeline. Thank you.
Okay. In terms of the 100 KRT and timings, I mean, in principle and generally, we don't disclose specific timings because of our contracts with these customers. But I mean, to give you direction, I mean, it's almost split 50-50 in the UAE and in Qatar for those connections, and it's under construction. So, I mean, you can take it from there.
We have a follow-up question from Divya Arora from ADC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, I just want to know what is your current capacity utilization? For example, right now you're providing at the group level around 980,000 RT to your customer. But what is the total capacity? And the second question is regarding the, are you looking to do a purchase of MCB again in 2019? Are you seriously considering it? Thank you.
Thanks, Zibi, for those two questions. On capacity utilization, we're around 95%. That's the number we give. And that's steadily increased over the last 3 or 4 years. And of course, we're always looking to add new connections to those plants because it's a very high value-adding business for us. So around 95%. In terms of the MCBs, I think we've made it clear on a couple of occasions that as things stand today, we're not anticipating anything in the short term. You're right to note that we will have the capacity potentially as our debt is paid down and our EBITDA grows to do something in 2019 or maybe a little before. Whether we will or not, I think, is still an open question. We'll certainly look at it. It's clearly something that went down very well last year, so it's clearly on our minds. But there are other competing sources of or uses of funds. So growth is very, very important to our board. We've established a track record in paying dividends, and I've no doubt that will continue, though that is, of course, a matter for the board and the shareholders. So we'll have to wait and see, I'm afraid, but it's clearly something that's on our mind.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from Amresh Nath from Qatar Insurance Company. Please go ahead.
Hi, my question was surrounding the MCB, and that's already been answered, so thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no more questions for the moment. Mr. Ahmed Alnawais, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you all again for joining us for our H1 results. So we will be attending investors events in September and October before we speak to you again for our Q3 results. End of October. Details of these events are in the last slide of the presentation. If you should have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact Faisal or myself. Our contacts are also on the last slide. And as always, a full recording of this call will be available for your replay on Tabreed's website in next week. Thank you and have a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you all for participating. You may now